time now for A Breath of Fresh Air. A look at calf barn ventilation and design with Dr. Ryan Leiterman of Crystal Creek.
Ryan, during the winter cold months, why is it calves in hutches are healthier than calves in barns? And what can be done to remedy that?
Yes, this is a time of year when we start to get a lot of phone calls regarding ventilation and specifically winter ventilation of calf barns. And there's a couple really big myths out there that I'd like to address, and how often I will talk to dairy producers regarding winter ventilation in their calf barns, and they will say something to the effect of, "Doc, I know I need fresh air in my barn in the winter, but I don't want too much." And they'll say that. They'll say the words, "I don't want too much fresh air." Okay, let's talk about what is too much fresh air. I think every farmer knows this, but university research has proven it as well. Calves in outdoor hutches have the lowest rates of respiratory disease in any form of calf housing, typically somewhere around 3-5%, and that's even in the winter. If we compare that to calf barns, they're typically much, much higher, 20% plus. So the question is, why is it that calves in hutches are so much healthier? I mean, it doesn't make sense. They're exposed to very cold temperatures in the winter. Wouldn't a calf in a barn with solid walls and staying warmer and avoiding a draft, you know, and wouldn't they be healthier? But it turns out they're not. And so when we dig into this, imagine calves in outdoor hutches. They step outside of that hutch in the winter. They have an infinite volume of fresh air around them to breathe, and they stay healthy. Winter ventilation, in my opinion, should not be about limiting the volume of fresh air we put into the barn. It needs to be about controlling the speed. That's the problem when it's cold. And that's what I think our industry really needs to separate. Farmers say, "Well, I don't want too much air in the barn in the winter." What they really mean is they don't want their calves to be exposed to drafty airspeeds. And just to be clear, I don't want calves exposed to drafty airspeeds either. Drafts in cold weather are bad. But that's airspeed. So what we've been doing at Crystal Creek for the last 2.5 years is we've been experimenting with higher volume during winter ventilation, but doing it with very, very slow airspeeds. So that's to say, you know, the industry right now is saying, well, limit your barn in the winter to 4 air exchanges an hour. Okay, that's a conventional wisdom. Well, we stopped doing that in 2015. We've got barns that are doing 6, 8, and even 10 exchanges per hour in the winter in the Midwest, in Canada, in the dead of winter, in frigid temperatures. But it's done in a manner that delivers that fresh air to the calf at a very, very slow airspeed. So if it's not drafty, can a calf have too much fresh air? And I kind of joke, and I'll talk to farmers, I'll explain this concept to them, and they'll say, "I don't know if I buy that, you know, I don't know if you're right." And I'll say, "Okay, have you ever seen calves raised in outdoor hutches?" And they'll say, "Yeah." "Have you ever woken up in a panic in a January morning and said, whoa, these calves in hutches have way too much fresh air to breathe, we need to run out there and cover them all up with tarps?" And the farmer says, no, I've never worried about that." I said, "Well, if we're not worried about calves in outdoor hutches in the winter having too much fresh air to breathe, why do we limit the barn exchanges to 4 an hour? Maybe we should be doing higher rates." And that's what we've been doing at Crystal Creek since 2015. And our farms that are doing higher ventilation exchange rates, 6, 8, 10 barn volume changes an hour, are having a lot less respiratory disease than the barns we did years ago with 4 air exchanges an hour. The difference is it's not volume that's the problem. It's the speed. If we can do it in a slow manner, why not do more fresh air? It's more like what calves have in outdoor hutches.
Even better than an outdoor hutch, probably.
Yeah, because we still have a roof to prevent the snow from coming in. We can control the airspeed, so it's not like a gust of wind that might be drafty during cold weather. So, yeah, I just think that's where our industry needs to go, this notion of limiting air exchange rates to 4 times an hour. This stems back from the 1960s. What else in the dairy industry are we still doing from the 1960s? Nothing, except ventilating calf barns. The notion of limiting air in cold weather and using more volume in warm weather dates back 50-plus years ago. I think it's time to advance to something new. And the idea of using more volume in the calf barns, as long as it's not drafty, I think is something that we are seeing a lot of success with.
This has been A Breath of Fresh Air with Dr. Ryan Leiterman. Brought to you by Crystal Creek, a family-owned business serving your farming needs. Research the latest news and featured products at crystalcreeknatural.com.